The teaching of the Second Vatican Council states that labor constitutes a road to holiness through the opportunities it offers in four distinct areas: self-improvement through the development of the human personality by the exercising of its qualities and potentialities, the ability to help our fellow citizens through the social dimension of labor, the improvement of society at large and of creation, and the opportunity to imitate Christ in works of active charity. That's a lot to overcome by doling it out to a machine. In other words, is there a moral objection to automation? Well, I think the answer to the question is an obvious yes. But because we need an ever-increasing supply of goods, gadgets, and trinkets to consume, well then, there is no end to what can be automated, because if we have more leisure time, then we can consume more gadgets. And if we can consume more gadgets, we'll need more machines to produce them that don't sleep, don't work, don't eat, don't have unions, etc., etc. So is the consumption of things a holy function of human life, or is it just part of our survival and maybe even part of our pleasure? Now, you could say that the consumption of the Eucharist, the Holy Eucharist, is, well, that's a necessary part of man's life, and we're told that by our Lord himself. Beyond that, what is to be gained by all this automation? Now, if you hold your hand up and you say, hey, wait a minute, babe. Wait a minute, fella. Just cool your jet for a minute. You need to slow down. Of course, people are going to call you a Luddite and all sorts of names and say, well, you're just not with it and you're against progress, blah, blah, blah. But there's a very good case to be made here. As a matter of fact, I'd say that for those who are going to be conscientious objectors to this, just imagine the bifurcated world that we're going to have. And you can see this happening already. You're going to have a world where life is concentrated in urban centers, like it is in the movie Blade Runner. Much of life is going to be automated. They'll have machines driving you around. Many of the processes of anything that goes on inside the cities will be done by machines. Some of the stuffs needed to continue life in the cities will be manufactured by those manufacturing facilities that are principally run by machines that circle around the city. The rest will be filled in by what little human labor remains. And then there will be those societies that will be outside of those urban centers. They won't go along with this. Their urban centers will basically then be meccas of Mecca. They'll be loaded with apostasy and heresy, and they'll have very little, if any, holiness. Imagine when one city goes and says, hey, other city, we need some of your gadgets. Imagine that dystopian future. That's where these maniacs have us headed.